Back home now, and a survivor of the Pike River mine explosion says the loader pulled out of the tunnel this week helped save his life. Today, Russell Smith got to have a close-up look at the vehicle he was driving that fateful day. The first time he's seen it since the mine exploded, sending fragments of rock hurtling towards him. Conan Young travelled to Pike River and filed this report.
Russell Smith was acting on instinct as he crouched low in his seat as the explosion ripped through the mine.
Looking at it now, you can see how high that piece of metal door is, so your shoulders was what was above it. So when the explosion hit, it'll blow your helmet off, and the instinct was to duck down behind that door. And that's what sheltered me from the rocks that were flying at you, because that isn't stone bottom, which is all stone. It's not coal flying here, it's a stone. So you duck down behind that door to protect yourself.
So did this help save your life, do you think?
It did, yeah. If I wasn't in that, I would have been blown around like a paper dog, could have broken legs, broken arms, may have still survived, but that's what saved you.
Having survived the initial blast, Russell Smith was overcome by the fumes as he stumbled from his loader in an effort to escape. An electrician who ventured into the mine in an effort to work out why none of the men were responding to their radios saw him spread-eagled on the ground and left him for dead as he turned and made his own way back to the surface. A short while later, Daniel Rockhouse, the only other survivor of the explosion, stumbled across him. Supporting Russell's weight, Daniel helped him navigate the 1.5 kilometre walk to safety.
Running up the mine, there was compressed air and water pipes beside us, and about every, I can't remember the distance, about every 100 yards, I got taps. So we were turning the taps on, getting some fresh air in order to carry on and making a way out, because you literally couldn't see your hand in front of your face. It was just smoke, thick smoke.
Russell says it was an emotional moment when his loader was towed out of the mine early on Tuesday night.
Well, it was good to see how good of a state their loader is. People think it looks rough. It is rusty, but it's in very good condition. The explosion, what I can see, has hardly affected it at all. Yeah. Which gives you hope that all the rest of the evidence up there, and I'm picking it will be in good condition, because it's not in the direct line of the blast. A lot of that is around the corner. And like where Rocky was, it's just safe around there from explosion.
Daniel Rockhouse's mum, Sonia, received a call from her son in Australia last night and says he's been following the latest development at Pike closely.
He was a bit emotional as well.
I was speaking to Joe, and she said, yeah, your son's a bit of a hero.
I know, she always says that. I mean, he is a hero. He is a hero. But it's just Daniel. You know, it didn't surprise me at all when I found out he was the one that had done that, because that's him. He's just a brave soul. I think that any one of my boys would have done it. They're all similar nature, and I think anyone would have done it, really. But, you know, he is definitely a hero.
Sonia's youngest son, Ben, who was just 21, didn't make it out of the mine. She remains hopeful the last 700 metres of the entry tunnel that has yet to be explored, and where nobody has been since November 19, 2010, will be where some of the men are.
The men were gathering around Spaghetti Junction, waiting for the taxi to come and pick them up. I've done a timeline. Apparently, McConnell Dale came out from the time they left the portal. It was 93 seconds. So I've tried to work out how fast the vehicles go and things like that. And I've worked out that the troopy driver would have had enough time to go up, turn around, and the guys to get in into the troopy and then be on their way out. If all things were equal, if everything went according to plan.
Today, the Minister for Pike River Recovery, Andrew Little, said while it's unlikely any remains will be found, it's important to recover the entry tunnel to bring closure for the families and to promote accountability. The mine's rescue team, responsible for the painstaking task of making the entry tunnel safe and gathering any forensic evidence for the police, is hoping to be at the junction where important electrical equipment is housed by the end of the month. It's here they believe they stand the best chance of finding crucial evidence about why the mine exploded. At Pike River for Checkpoint, Cor Conan Young 10A.